Hi, I'm Will Robinson and welcome to the official Crystal Palace podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee. Stirs are a proud local partner and hot drink supplier to the Eagles, supporting a more sustainable South London. Whether you're at the match or watching from home, try their great-tasting coffee and hot chocolate by visiting shop.cpfc.co.uk. And the best part? A portion of the proceeds goes straight to the Palace for Life Foundation. Supper cuppa to help young South Londoners. Perfect. Now sit back and enjoy the official Crystal Palace podcast.
Well, here we are at the Singapore National Stadium, which is filling up. About 2 hours before kickoff, and we've got ourselves into the Crystal Palace end. We're going to try and speak to some Palace fans. Are you a Crystal Palace fan?
Yes.
Yeah. Just tell us how old you are, what your name is.
I'm 14 years old, and I'm Jen, and I'm from Hong Kong. We came for the game.
You came for the game today?
Yes.
Are you excited to see Palace play in Singapore?
My first game.
This is your first Palace game?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen you guys on the Palace TV, right?
You have, yeah. So who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Us winning.
Yeah. You think we'll win?
Yeah, sure. We'll win.
So how long have you been a Palace fan for?
For around 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, and why do you support Palace?
I just like it when the first time I saw it.
Yeah, what was the first? Do you remember the first time you saw him?
I remember it was like my dad switching the TV from like something like news to like the Palace, and then Wilfred was doing the tricks and like he just scored and yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, what's your score prediction for today?
I think we'll go for like a big, like it will be a really a lot of goals coming in, like maybe 4-3.
4-3?
Yeah, a thriller.
Lots of goals.
Oh,
well, enjoy.
Nice to meet you. Bye.
Sweet. Anyway, we've got a Liverpool fan with us who's come. You've come from Vietnam to see this game.
I'm from Vietnam.
Is this the first time seeing Premier League teams together?
No, this one's the first time I see a Liverpool football match.
First Liverpool game, really? Is it your first Palace game?
Yes.
Yeah. You've got a Palace fan next to you. Are you going to try and persuade him to be a Palace fan by the end of today?
I don't have to. When we beat them 5-0, he's automatically become a Palace fan.
Whereabouts are you from?
Australia.
Australia.
By Thailand, actually.
Australia via Thailand?
Yeah, I've had to come from Thailand.
Wow. So you're going to be at the games in Melbourne and Perth as well?
No, I'm still on holiday in Thailand, so I'm missing out again.
Just tell us about why you support Palace, how long you've supported Palace for.
Parents were both from South Norwood. So they grew up on Crystal Palace and so did I. So,
what was your first Palace game?
This is my first Palace game.
This is your first Palace game? So how exciting is that then?
I've seen Premier League games, but I had the chance to see a Palace game back in 91, last game of the season, Crystal Palace versus Liverpool. I was over there in Croydon at the time, and my parents said, no, we're going to see... We're going to go to, I think it was Cornwall or something like that. And I said, no, I'm staying here. And they said, no, you're coming to Cornwall. So I missed out on that. So first time.
So it's been a long way. I mean, there's lots of Palace fans out in Australia, though, aren't there?
Very much so, yes. Mostly English people, but there are a few Aussies as well.
I mean, what's your score prediction for today? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I think it's going to be a big score. Liverpool aren't playing well, 5-4. Palace.
5-4. We just had 4-3. Is the other?
It's going to be a big scoring match.
You know what I like is doing it here. People say 5-4. If we did this in Sellers Park or anything,
yeah, it'd be 0-0.
Yeah, it'll be 0-0.
Yeah, probably be 0-0. Yeah,
and just give us an insight into what to expect when we get to Australia.
There'll be a lot more Palace supporters out there, and they should be singing their hearts out and matching the Manchester United supporters, even though they're outnumbered.
And final question: what is your earliest memory of supporting Palace?
Oh, I'll give you a story, not my earliest one. My mum went back to England in 1976 and went with her father to get a Crystal Palace ball signed for me. And this was when they made the semi-finals of the FA Cup. So my grandfather and my mum came to Selhurst Park and met Terry Venables. It was one of the proudest days of my grandfather's life. I've not met him, but he was walking down to Selhurst Park to meet Terry Venables, and he was letting everybody know about it as well. So I've got a signed letter from Terry Venables saying, come on over to sign the ball. The ball doesn't exist anymore, but the letter does. So that's one of the earlier ones, one of the earliest memories.
Oh, brilliant. Well, enjoy the game.
Do you mind if we speak to you guys quickly while you're enjoying your pizza?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Just tell us where you are, where you've come from.
Well, we actually live in Singapore. We've been living here for 3 years now. We're originally from Northern Ireland, but I also lived in Bromley for 7 years after uni, so that's when I saw Palace a little bit more back then.
Well, that answers my question about why Palace.
Yeah.
I'm seeing three different shirts here. Just talk me through the different choices. We'll start with the Palace fan.
What's your question?
What's your name, how old are you, and why Palace?
My name is Stephen, I'm 13, and I started supporting Palace because my mum got me into supporting them.
Now, that is a very good decision. I'm going to ask why. We've got a Chelsea fan over here.
Well, I support Chelsea because I saw them on TV once, about like a long time ago, and I enjoyed, I liked watching them because they were a good team, and yeah, from there I just started supporting them.
And then at the very end, we have a QPR fan who's going to come round. He's got a QPR, not only a QPR shirt, but a QPR, what is that? A cape. Why QPR?
Well, I was originally born here, but my father was born around the White City. So my entire family, from my father's side, have been supporting QPR for the longest of times. I'm just following their footsteps and just, I'm loving QPR since, and I've hated Chelsea.
Now, there you go. There's a bit of tension going on here. We've got three different bits of London.
I do need to tell you that these two are actually twins, and they don't support the same team. I tried my best, and I failed with this one.
Wow, that's twins. One in a Chelsea shirt, one in a Palace shirt. Just, I know, obviously, you two will be supporting Palace. You two, I don't know which way you'll be going.
Supporting Palace because my brother will kill me if I don't.
Oh, that exactly. It's a great answer. Just to speak a bit about how exciting it is to see two Premier League teams in Singapore.
Very, very, very exciting. It's my first time seeing Palace as well.
This is your first Palace game?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Definitely looking forward to seeing Joa.
Joa?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you like him?
And Luca as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your score prediction finally?
3-1 to Palace.
3-1 Palace. Come on, Eagles. Can you give me a big Eagles into the mic just to finish?
Eagles!
Well, I'm stood in the tunnel area at the National Stadium in Singapore. And you can hear the music faintly on the pitch, not far away. And Palace are about to walk out to train. And just wait for this noise. Well, we're pitch side. As you can hear, the atmosphere is ramping up and the players are about to come out. And I'm excited to hear this noise from this massive crowd. Teams are in the tunnel.
Right,
here we go.
Let's go.
Well, it's full time. And Liverpool have run out 2-0 winners, goals from Jordan Henderson and Mo Salah in the second half. But you can hear the fans have stayed to clap both teams. And what a night it was for those Palace players in front of a crowd of more than 50,000 people in Singapore. Some atmosphere as the Premier League arrived in Asia for the first time here in this country for 3 years. And a really special night as well for the youngsters who managed to get on at the end. People like Caden Rodney, David Ozo, Jaden Raymond we saw, and something that they will remember for the rest of their lives. It finishes 2-0, still two games to go on pre-season tour. A valuable first 90 minutes under the belt of Patrick Vieira's players. And next up, it's Man United in Melbourne.
This podcast was brought to you by Stirs, the world's first zero-waste coffee.